first of all, to understand the period of time. We're talking about after the kingdom of Israel was exiled and by Assyria, and the kingdom of Yehuda survived. Now, the book in Melachim that you read already is ending with the destruction of the first temple. And Yirmiyahu lived before the destruction of the first temple. It means that Yirmiyahu lived parallel to the end of the book of Melachim. And he's dealing with the prophecies of the exile, the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, the Chazal call him the prophet of the destruction. No longer a nice story. We don't want to deal with the real thing, with the exile, the destruction, the best thing ever. Okay. Now, I want to discuss a basic question. First of all, we're not going to talk about the book. We're going to learn the book, right? To learn a chapter in the book. Then, the basic question that we need to ask ourselves, and probably you met Haftarot and learning about the book of Yirmiyahu, and the question is, why did the people not prevent the exile? It's a basic question. Yirmiyahu was there. He said, look, it's going to happen. Why they didn't prevent it? But before, let's start from the beginning. The first psukim in the book of Yirmiyahu telling us about Yirmiyahu himself. First of all, he's come from a village that's called Anatot near Yerushalayim. It means probably that he was a Kohen. This was a village of Kohanim. And most of his prophecies come and going to be in Yerushalayim himself. It seems that he never get married and no children, but I said like, but because I saw one of the commentaries about Yechezkel that we're going to talk later, that says that Yechezkel was the son of Yirmiyahu. But it's like only one commentary, but some say. And the book of Yirmiyahu is not organized in a chronological way, and it's very hard to divide the book, and the prophecies go and back all the time. And we're going to see it also today. Yirmiyahu predicts total about 40 years before the destruction. And after the destruction, he go to Egypt and then probably died there. It's not sure, we don't sure where he's buried to exactly. Some said in Egypt, some said like people took his body back to Israel. But at the end of the prophecy is in Mitzrayim, and this is according to what we have in the Psukim. I want to see this nevuah, this prophecy in chapter 7, and through it, to learn more about Yirmiyahu and to understand the experience that Yirmiyahu experienced with the people in Yerushalayim. And you have the source sheets, source number one. We're going to read the Psukim, and you have the translation from most of Psukim, and let's learn. Okay. Source number one, Pasuk Aleph. הדבר אשר היה אל ירמיהו מאת השם לאמור. עמוד בשער בית השם, וקראת שם את הדבר הזה, ואמרת, שמעו דבר השם כל יהודה הבאים בשערים האלה להשתחוות להשם. So meaning, we see from here, it's not only important what Yirmiyahu is going to say, it's also important the location, where exactly he's going to say. Now, Hashem commanded Yirmiyahu to stand in the gate of the temple. And to tell all the people that come in to the temple to offer a sacrifice to Hashem the following. Pasuk Gimel. Kor amar Hashem Tzevaot. Elohi Yisrael, היטיבו דרככם ומעלכם וישכנה אתכם במקום הזה. אל תבדחו לכם על דברי השקר לאמור, היכל השם, היכל השם, היכל השם המה. I want to say something that this is the Haftarah of Parashat Tzav that we read. The Parashat Tzav dealing with the sacrifice. And I think after we're going to finish to learn here, we're going to understand why Chazal decide to match the Haftarah to this Parasha. Now, let's see. He actually tell the people that come to the house of Hashem, look, you come in to the house of Hashem. You come to sacrifice the Korban. And you think that I'm here, but I'm not. So Yirmiyahu says that to the people, that you want that I'm going to dwell, I will dwell with you in this temple? You want to sacrifice me sacrifices? Great. But I'm not here. What do you mean? This meaning, according to the idea of Yirmiyahu, the temple belongs to the people and to Hashem, to God. It's both of you. Like it's like together. But the people going to see and differently way how to see the temple. And according to Yirmiyahu, when the people since Hashem going to leave the temple. But for them, they going to see and to say, Echal Hashem, Echal Hashem. What is it? Like, Echal Hashem is the temple. It's meaning to say three times, the temple, the temple, the temple. It's like to say, what is important here? Hashem or the temple? So you think that you're going with the false prophecies, with the false prophet, and to say or to think that the building is important. This is what you mean. And regardless to our action, Hashem is going to be here. The people can sin and to do the evil things ever and go and sacrifice to Hashem. Like, it's okay. To worship idols and come sacrifice to Hashem and it's okay. It's like they think that the building, that the temple belongs only to Hashem. And it's like a different approach how to see the temple. Now, he tells them, look, you can do it too. You can try to do the right thing. But the people have a problem because the perception is wrong. The basic perception of the people is wrong. So if I'm thinking that this is the most important thing, the building himself, then what is the problem? I can do whatever I want. And still, the building is going to be there. Hashem is never going to destroy this house. Then why do tshuva? Why? The idea that Yirmiyahu tried to tell to say to the people, look, this is the building, it belongs to both of you. If you going to do the evil in the eyes of Hashem, Hashem not going to dwell in this house. They think the opposite. And he tried to convince them in two ways. The first way is in Pasuk 5. Kim heitivu tativu et darkechem ve'et ma'alachem im asot ta'asu mishpat ben ish uven re'eu ger yatom ve'almana lo ta'ashku ve'dam naki al tishpechu b'makom hazeh. ואחרי אלוקים אחרים לא תלכו להרע לכם. ושיכנתי אתכם במקום הזה בארץ אשר נתתי לאבותיכם, למן העולם ועד העולם. This meaning, you think that this is the house of Hashem because someone in the past built this house and call him Echal Hashem, call him the house of Hashem. But you're wrong. Your action going to determine if Hashem is going to be there or not. This is the basic thing. Therefore, if you going to do the evil in the eye of Hashem, Hashem going to other place. This is like the basic assumption that Yirmiyahu got to give them. But this is like the basic and like very understanding. The people, of course, like the perception is so rooted that the people have a problem to change it. And now we try to bring another approach. Before the other approach, he tried to tell them that the basic thing that you need to know is what to do before you're going to sacrifice korbanot, and you can see in Pasuk 8. Hine atem botchim lachem adivrei ha-sheker levilti oil. הגנוב, רצוח ונאוף וישבע לשקר וכתר לבעל והלוך אחרי אלוהים אחרים אשר לא ידעתם ובאתם ועמדתם לפניי בבית הזה אשר נקרא שמי עליו ואמרתם ניצלנו למען עשות כל התואבות האלה המערת פריצים היה הבית הזה אשר נקרש לי עליו בעיניכם. גם אנוכי הנה ראיתי נאום אשר. ירמיהו asked the people a rhetorical question. How you can believe in this religious perspective that you can do the evil in the eyes of Hashem and believe that the temple never going to destroy? And this is a rhetorical question. When you do the wrong thing, the evil thing in the eyes of Hashem, this place, it's no longer temple. This is Ma'arat Paritzin. This is a cave for robbers, a cave for criminals. It's not a temple. The name temple is it's by the action that you're going to do there. If you're going to do the evil in the eyes of Hashem, it's going to be something else. This building is going to be a criminal cave. Therefore, the conclusion from the idea of Yirmiyahu, it's different conclusion in the eyes of the people. It's meaning, the people think the buildings belong to Hashem. Yirmiyahu said, no, the building belong to you and Hashem. And you decide if Hashem is going to be there. This is the basic assumption. Now, Yirmiyahu tried to go another approach. We can see in Pasuk 12. כי לא נע אל מקומי אשר בשילו, אשר שיקנתי שמי שם בראשונה, וראו את אשר עשיתי לו מפני רעת עמי ישראל. ואתה יען עשותכם את כל המעשים האלה נאום השם, ואדבר אליכם משכם ודבר, ולא שמעתם ואקרא אתכם ולא עניתם. ועשיתי לבית אשר נקרא שמי עליו, אשר אתם בוטחים בו, ולמקום אשר נתתי לכם לאבותיכם כאשר עשיתי לשילו. וישלחתי אתכם מעל פניי כאשר השלחתי את כל אחיכם, את כל זרע אפרים. Yirmiyahu said to the people, without getting to the opinion, if it's true or not, you say that Hashem never going to destroy this house? It's wrong. It's wrong assumption, because look at the history. We have the tabernacle in Shiloh. What's happening in Shiloh? He said, look, if you look at Shiloh, Hashem destroyed his tabernacle, his house there, because the same thing. Then, how you can say that Hashem never going to destroy this house? Look. And why is mentioned specifically Shiloh? There are a couple of reasons. First of all, you need to understand that Shiloh exists, the tabernacle in Shiloh, Mishkan Shiloh exists 368 years. It's more than every temple. And even though Hashem, in the end, destroyed it. First of all. Second, if the Mishkan of Shiloh, Hashem destroyed because the same reason. People were sin. The Kohanim was corrupted. And I think the most important thing is the idea that the people in the time of the destruction of Shiloh think the same assumption. What is the meaning? If you're going to book Shmuel, we're not going to only mention it. The book of Shmuel telling the story that Bnei Israel, that Am Israel, lost in the war against the Plishtim. And they said, okay, why did the Tshuva, why to dive into Hashem? Very simple. Let's go to the Mishkan and bring the Ark of Hashem and go against the Plishtim. The assumption is that Hashem never going to agree that the Ark of Hashem going to be in the hand of the Plishtim. In the end, what's happened? They lose. And we know the story about the Ark, what's happened in the future. But Yirmiyahu would look the same assumption in the past. Learn the lesson. And in the end, he said, look, the same lesson you can learn also from the kingdom of Israel. Look what happened. A few years before, the kingdom of Israel was exiled. Again, because the sin. But the people just see the temple and say, this is stronger. We cannot imagine that it's going to happen. Now let's see the psukim in 21. Kol amar Hashem tzevot Elohei Yisrael. עולותיכם ספו על זבחיכם ויאכלו בשר. כי לא דיברתי את אבותיכם ולא ציוויתי ביום הוציא את אותם מארץ מצרים על דברי עולה וזמה. These very hard psukim. Like, literally it's mean that Hashem didn't command them to do sacrifices. The Christian take this psukim and learn from it that every prophet have his own agenda and he bring like his own things, but I think it's not true. It's very simple psukim, and I think the explanation for this psukim is that usually Rashi explained this, that you come and sacrifice korbanot. Look here, he bring the zvachim. It's never been the chatat, like the offer that we offer a sacrifice for a sin, because nobody want to redeem his sin. They bring only zevach, they bring to a sacrifice that we burn, the whole sacrifice burned to Hashem to show, look, we give everything to Hashem. But it's not true. And Rashi says, very nice idea, I think. He says, it's a waste that you sacrifice a burnt offering. It's better to offer a peace offering. At least you can eat part of the meat and will not lose all of it. It's meaning, sacrifice is not going to give nothing with you, the connection between you and Hashem. Then if you want so much to sacrifice a korban, at least sacrifice the korban that you can eat also. It's a waste of meat. And of course that according to Rashi, Yirmiyahu was cynical here and understanding. But Yirmiyahu in the next pasuk says, look, Hashem didn't command you to sacrifice korbanot when you get out from Egypt. What is the meaning? If I go to the psukim in the Torah, it's of course Hashem. We are Parashat Tzav. This is the after of Parashat Tzav. We see all the commandment of the korbanot. And we have in source number two, we have it, Shmuel David Lutzato. And he says, we don't have the translation, I'm going to translate it. And he says the following. He says, Hashem saying to the people, Hashem saying, I'm not the, like the other gods that need a sacrifice for themselves. I command the people for sacrifice, to offer a sacrifice for themselves. What is the meaning? It means from the beginning, when you went out from Egypt, I command you, the Ten Commandments, and then also a mitzvot, to do with you and your friends, to fix society, etc. And only then, says Shmuel David Lutzato, Shaddad, and only then, I told you to build a temple and to sacrifice korbanot. We can understand from here, yeah, that maybe, I think for sure, we have two levels when we want to connect to Hashem. The first level is the Ten Commandments, like exactly like the history of the Chumash, exactly like the Torah that Hashem, we receive the Torah. The first thing, the Ten Commandments. They have a lot of judgment about between us and the society, how to handle the society, how to behave. And only then, if we fulfill it, we can go to the above level. And if we don't fulfill it, say Yirmiyahu, why to do it? Your sacrifice is waste. Well, don't sacrifice. Don't give this sacrifice. And I think here, Yirmiyahu, tell them, look, check yourself before you come into the temple. Again, he's standing in the gate of the temple and say to the people, like, the mamash with the sacrifice, come to sacrifice, to offer a korban to Hashem. Said, go home. Go, do tshuva, and then think about your evil action, and then come back. Now, this is the prophecy himself. We don't have a lot of time, but let's see what is the frame story of this story, and how the people react. And you can see it in source number 3. We have like the psukim in chapter 26, and we said like we don't have an order in the book itself. And it says here the following: it says, "Bereshit malchut Yehoyakim ben Yehoshiyahu melech Yehuda." היה הדבר הזה מת השם לאמור. כה אמר השם, אמות בחצר בית השם, ודבר לכל הערים. We see here we're going to to go to another source. But we see here, it's the same thing, the same prophet, the same idea that in the same prophecy that we learned until now. And then what's happened? In Pasuk 7, Vayishmeu ha-kohanim va-nevi'im. Everybody hear the prophecy. And then, Pasuk 8, Vayi kichlot Yirmiyahu. When he finished the prophecy, they grab him. V'chol ha'am omer, mot tamut. And they want to kill him. Why? מדוע ניבאת בשם השם לאמור? כשלא יהיה הבית הזה. והעיר הזאת תחרב מעין יושב. וקהל העם ואל ירמיהו. Feeling, people don't understand. If this is against our religion beliefs, it's meaning that you are a false prophet. Very simple. We believe that this building going to be ever. You said no. If you're not going to do tshuva, this building is going to be destroyed by Hashem. You think that Hashem is going to destroy his house? Ah, you're probably a false prophet. This is the idea of the people. This is like the frame of the story. And then the judges come in Pasuk 10. וישמעו שרי יהודה את הדברים האלה ויעלו מבית מלך השם וישבו בטח שער השם החדש ואמרו הקונים הלוויים אל השרים וכל העם. Mishpat Mavet. He said, "Okay, we want to kill him." He said, "Okay, let's see exactly what is your claim." Vayomer Yirmiyahu el kol asarim ve'el anim, shlachani li'label habayit hazeh ve'el ha'ir hazot et kol hadvarim asher shamati ve'atem meitivu darkechem va'alechem. Yirmiyahu said to the people, "Look, you can kill me if you want. I don't have nothing to do. But only now, first of all, you kill me for nothing. I'm the man of the God, and I tell you the truth. And also, if you want to hear me, you have still a chance to do tshuva." People hear it, we have a chance. Okay, maybe he's right. And we can see after it that the people and the judgment and the sarim and the ministers believe him. The false prophets as well, of course, said it's not true. But the people believe him. It's not mean that he's going to do tshuva. But they believe him. This is true. And then, some people come and say, "Look, we have a tradition from the past. We have in Pasuk 18. That a guy in the name of Micha, you know Micha, the prophet, that he also prophesied about the destruction of Beit HaMikdash in the day of Chizkiyahu, the king of the king. And he did tshuva, and everything was perfect. It means that it's true. The destruction going to come." Now, after we hear it and understand the people, we know the end. The end was the people, although they believed to Yirmiyahu maybe, but still, the religious perspective of the people that the temple of Hashem can be destroyed, nobody believe it. And in the end, they still do the wrong thing in the eyes of Hashem. I think what's happened here, the question is so obvious, like why they didn't redeem the sin. It's like so basic. I think the answer is very simple. When you believe inside you in the wrong way, nobody going to convince you otherwise. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.